Plenty of clouds still across the southeast as a series of cold fronts will still move through the southeastern states over the weekend. But it looks at this stage as though Saturday will be the coldest of the days across the region, but there won't be a great deal of improvement beyond that. We've also got onshore winds triggering some showers, and this trough will trigger a little bit of patchy rain for Queensland and just a bit of high cloud for Western Australia. So there is the chance anywhere north of about Bundaberg of some isolated coastal showers in Queensland, tending to a little bit of patchy rain around the central and also the tropical coast. Morning, widespread fog across the inland. Widespread fog also through most of New South Wales, anywhere away from the coastal fringe. Should be a dry, sunny day for most areas, apart from the central tablelands, the southern tablelands, particularly about the western slopes, and some snow about the alpine regions. The showers will be fairly widespread on and south of the ranges in Victoria. Could see one or two just creeping north of the ranges and some further snow across the alpine areas to about 1,000 metres. And for Tasmania, we've also got fairly widespread showers about the west coast. That'll tend to rain later, spreading to the north and the Bass Strait Islands and also the south as we head into the evening. Snow down to around 500 metres. And for South Australia, fairly widespread showers along the coast and also around the agricultural districts, but they will be relatively isolated and light. A few light showers also about the south coast of Western Australia. Further north, we've got freshening winds. That's bringing very high to extreme fire dangers across parts of the Northern Territory and Western Australia. A very cold start for the Alice.